Welcome to Hepatocellular Carcinoma Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Richard Finn from the Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, and to begin, I asked for his take on an important global HCC issue in general medical oncology. How would you respond to comments that I personally have heard from a number of oncologists expressing a sense of frustration that, quote, the interventional radiologists work on these patients so much before we ever see them that by the time they get to us, they have very compromised liver functions, very difficult to use systemic therapy. Do you think that's a legitimate concern?
I think so. And I think it's becoming more important of a discussion as we have more options for patients. I think the field took somewhat of a hit having just sorafenib for the past 10 years. Not that sorafenib is not active. High-level evidence and repeated studies that improve survival. But we're not talking about two-year survival. The data has shown that we're on median about 3 months improvement in selected patients. And now as we have more drugs available, there's no way we're going to get someone to second line or even third line if we don't get them to front line. And when we had nothing else to offer patients, then chemoembolization expanded to fill that void. Similarly, radioembolization expanded to fill that void. It was something to do. Liver cancer does tend to stay in the liver until later in the disease course, even though we know that vascular invasion, you know, when you do a scan and you see macrovascular invasion, that means invasion that can be seen on MRI or CT into the blood vessels. We know that is a poor prognostic sign, and those patients tend to be of a more advanced clinical phenotype and don't respond as well to local regional therapy. And when we had nothing else to offer them as far as systemic treatment, taste became more and more dominant. And the sorafenib experience did pull some of those patients away from the interventionalists. I think the challenge in the community and what you echoed is that oncologists are not involved necessarily earlier, or if they are, they send the patients to the interventionalist and don't see them back. They're not actively managing them from scan to scan. For example, patient might come in with what looks like intermediate disease, you know, maybe multifocal tumors in the liver. They say, oh, you need to see the interventionalist. And I think for many of us who are at a multidisciplinary large liver cancer center, we'll say, we'll see you back in 6 weeks. Whereas in the community, they might say, go see the radiologist, and then they don't see them, you know, for 6 months or 8 months or longer when they come back and they're decompensated. I see intrahepatic therapy as a way to control growth within the liver for a certain period of time. And it's important to keep in mind, and what I've come to appreciate, is that the disease burden on a patient is not just what we see on a scan. There are certain things that occur in patients when they have a malignancy that aren't just quantitated on a scan. For example, weight loss, fatigue, you know, some element of liver dysfunction, even though the tumor on imaging doesn't change that much. You know, so we see patients who say, well, has it spread outside the liver? Well, you know, when the liver is a critical organ, it doesn't need to spread outside the liver. When they walk in the door, they have a serious problem because they have a space-occupying lesion in an organ that's critical and in an organ that's already compromised. So when you start debulking, for lack of a better term, or start treating the liver with local regional therapy, there's always going to be some collateral damage to the rest of the liver as far as its function, as far as the patient's performance status. And I think to your earlier question about the frustration in medical oncology is that, you know we have drugs that can change the natural history of the disease, but that's only when patients are not so sick from their liver disease. There's two competing risks for death, cancer and liver disease.